Thank you for attending this session. Please welcome Shane Kirker.
Good morning. Okay, there we go. So practical trademark law for open source projects. So this is a talk I've given before, sort of in general, not just strictly Apache, but in terms of the actual bits of trademark law that apply to open source in general. So my name is Shane Kirkrew. I've been involved in Apache since 1999, shortly after the Apache Software Foundation was incorporated, actually. I've been a member doing governance at Apache since 2002, and I currently serve as director and vice president of brand management. So importantly, especially, I come from the US, and trademark law, there are subtle but important differences around the world. So I am not your lawyer. That's very important to realize. In fact, I'm not a lawyer at all. I just play one on the internet. But some of this talk will be a little bit more US-centric than European-centric because I'm not actually an expert on European law. The general concepts are the same of how trademarks work. But the details, especially if your company is interested in registering marks or legal sides of it, are subtly different. So you will need to talk to a lawyer if you have those kind of questions. So today, let's talk about trademarks and software products and what they really mean. Because when we talk to trademark lawyers, they will have a very different perspective on the world than we will in common parlance. In particular, how trademarks work with open source software. Trademark lawyers especially are like, oh, you know, big vendor, sells millions of units, has a physical box. I mean, some trademark applications, you know, it's like, supply a picture of your box. That doesn't work for us in open source. Some things of taking action. So if you are a company who wants to profit from or who wants to partner with open source projects, some steps in terms of how you can do that better. And questions, I'm happy to take questions during the session, as well as resources. So we've collected a lot of useful resources of how trademarks and branding works with open source, specifically for how Apache projects need to do their things. But I've tried to write them so that if you have another open source project or you want to open source a project, they will be helpful. So hopefully, a couple of these slides are not really needed, but in some other forums, these are really important slides. Open source runs the world. So in another talk I've asked, do you use open source in your organization? Just to remind some, because this room, I'm pretty sure we all know that, and there's a reason we're here. But there are a lot of other rooms where people will say, no, I don't. And yes, you do. Everyone here has open source on their computing device with them right now. And I would bet everyone here has open source from Apache on their computing device with them right now. Everyone. Do you contribute to open source projects either individually or as an organization? Do you lead open source projects? And the important one is, do you want to profit from open source brands? That's what's really important to talk about. So for people who aren't as familiar with this, the practical part of the trademark law is open source projects work differently. So a lot of people in commercial vendors will have a way that they understand how to do marketing with other commercial brands. But now, a lot of their marketing isn't with another commercial brand, it's with an open source brand, like Hadoop or Lucene or Groovy. And open source works differently. The way we approach things and the way we react to things is different than a commercial vendor. Another thing that makes understanding trademarks with open source is components versus products. So the law often takes a long time to catch up to reality. Trademarks is no exception. So trademark lawyers and marketing people are very familiar with, we've trademarked the iconic ribbon bottle with the red logo for our soda and the design and so on. Very obvious. Get the bottle, that's the mark. Software is built and used as components. We have the lamp stack or any of the, you know, 20 big data processing pipelines of Kafka and Flink on top of Hadoop using Spark. Or service your services in containers on the cloud. Each of these bits of software is a component. Many of them nowadays have their own brand. And that's not always obvious to especially trademark lawyers who expect to have a single monolithic product. And that's how a lot of the law appears to be written. So it's very important when some vendor says, we have this new faster cloud that integrates Hadoop and Spark to do super thing, right? That's four different brands all together, two of which are Apache's brands, and some of which are their brands. In terms of branding, you know, everybody does their own thing. But those are also trademarks, and Apache can control how our trademarks are used through trademark law. So software trademarks are easy. Ha, not really. A lot of people who come from a vendor background, not from an open source background like I do, don't think through how open source, the world, the people who drive open source, both technology and projects and foundations, the Linux Foundation, the Apache Foundation, Software Foundation, the Eclipse Foundation, we think differently. The open source ethos is sharing. That's why all of our licenses are so well used. But everyone wants credit for their work. You can do virtually anything you want with Apache software. Like, you can do anything you want, as long as you don't sue us. But we want credit. We'd like if you would say, hey, built on top of this great Apache stuff. If you don't want to say that, that's fine. But don't misuse our name. And of course, trademark law details are widely misunderstood, especially in open source communities. Especially even in this room right here. Not to, you know, say anything mean about my attendees, that's not a good idea. But we're made up of engineers. This is often not our primary job. We either participate on the side or we participate as part of a corporate team that also does something else. This is not our expertise. And the foundations don't always have the staff and expertise to help leaven about the legal details of trademarks, which most of the time, you know, day-to-day life don't matter that much, but later on when someone misuses your name and starts capitalizing on your goodwill for their purposes, then it becomes very important to you. Well, what are trademarks? What is a trademark? It's not always, it's pretty obvious it's not always understood in our communities. A trademark is the legal instantiation of your brand. So trademark law varies by country, but they all share some commonalities. And a trademark is the specific name or logo that a consumer, a new user of your software, associates with a specific software product or service. So the difference between what a trademark is in terms of law and what we think of it is the trademarks are very, very specific pieces. If you have a trademark lawyer look at your homepage, they will quickly point out, this is your trademark. And sometimes it's not what you think, because they are looking at the exact words. One thing that they think of is, trademarks are adjectives, not legally, but the way you use them in law is as an adjective. They describe the goods. The trademark is the symbol that someone associates with a thing or a service. So I buy Kleenex brand tissues, which is true because they're softer and I like them. The jQuery JavaScript library is faster than the TScript framework. So that's a proper trademark lawyer way to describe these two software products. In common usage, we often skip all that. We say we're running a Hadoop jobs and Docker. Now, a trademark lawyer would say, don't you mean you're running Hadoop software jobs in the Docker container framework? Generally, it's not that important, but if we want to think about trademarks, if we are presenting our project's homepage to the world, how our official presence, then we do need to think about it. Another thing, especially for those of us who participate in open source, is don't confuse a project with a product. I was actually talking with an open source or a trademark lawyer who has experience in open source about you know, the Apache Lucene project. And she came out with this funny way of saying it, which surprised me, of, you know, the, what you're describing is not a trademark, because you're talking about the community. You're talking about the process they use to build software. That's not a trademark. Now, when you say, go download Apache Lucene software, that's a trademark. Very subtle word difference. And to those of us really familiar with the open source industry, it's not always obvious that there is a difference. But to people not in this industry, there is a difference. And to trademark lawyers, there certainly is. So your brand is really all these elements, and that's up to each Apache project to do, some of which are trademarks. And the difference is important because trademarks we can protect legally. Brands we can't, really. And as we said earlier, so many of our solutions are, it's really not one product, it's really three products put together in a way that solves a problem. So it's really important to be clear what the products that you've put together are, and then especially for Apache, if you want to be a good Apache citizen, it's really important for your organization, if you're an organization, to clearly say, these bits of this solution came from Apache, and these bits come from us. That's what we want, is credit. So a practical, again, this is preaching to the choir, I imagine, here, but open source is geeky. And a lot of the governance and day-to-day project action and the way that our technologies are driven and are led is by developers and technical people, not necessarily by marketing people. In your world, in your vendor, then yes, internally you have a product manager and a marketing team, and they may be driving things. But all the stuff here at Apache and a lot of other open source projects is driven from a different place. And we tend to be very knowledgeable about the technology and our processes, very passionate about our names and projects, because it's not, you know, the group of people building Apache Hadoop came up with the name, or, well, the name came, but they were excited about it to start with. And the elephant, there's a personal connection there. And the people working on so-and-so's distribution or IBM WebSphere, people building that got the name from some marketing team. There's not a personal connection. And again, we're technologists. We're not always familiar with, as a dev list community, we're not as familiar with trademark law or marketing as a corporate team would be. So we're a very different world, and we will act differently than another vendor would act if you were trying to partner with them or use them in marketing. This is really obvious to me, and I think it's one of the hardest things to be able to see trademarks in the right way in terms of if you ever have a legal question. The real purpose of trademarks, I think, is to protect consumers. It's really about, the way you think about it, is about users, not about us. Because trademarks, and this is anywhere in the world, they work by preventing consumer confusion as to the source of a specific good or product or service. So I think of the real reason for trademarks is that when you go to the store and you know you like the taste of the soda in the ribbon bottle with the red label, that you can just go into the store late at night, grab a bottle, and you'll get that sharp flavor of Coca-Cola and not the sweet flavor of Pepsi. It's really about the consumer in one way. Now, that's not how the law is written, but that's the point of what trademarks are supposed to be. And in particular, it's that you're getting a product from Coke, so you know what the flavor is going to be. It'll be consistent. It will always be the same size. It won't be some knockoff brand that only has 7 ounces instead of 8. What now we think is important is that then allows us as producers to protect our reputation, right? That's how we often think about it. But the way to figure out which part of your website is a trademark is to look at it from the perspective of that new user. So trademarks, they only have a meaning when they're used in commerce. So you can come up with all sorts of cool names in your team, and you can brainstorm great logos, and that's not a trademark. You must provide an actual product or service outside of your organization to the public to use the trademark, to have anybody legally recognize it. So in the US and Canada, at least, publicly offering a specific product or service with a specific name, not just several different names or several names that are kind of the same but not the exact same name, that gets you common law rights in some countries. In Europe, it helps. It doesn't directly in law necessarily give you rights to the name, but it does help. In the US, it actually does give you specific rights in terms of then if someone else tries to misuse your brand, you can defend it. This is an area where if you do have questions about European law, we need to talk separately because a lot of this is focused on the US side. Partly because the ASF is headquartered in the US and, you know, not the majority, but the largest chunk of our developers are in the US currently for many projects. And this is, again, this is preaching to the choir, I certainly hope, but a lot of other audiences, this is a very important slide. Open source product names are trademarks. So I can't count how many times where I've talked to industry leaders who, some of them who I otherwise would consider clueful, who are like, oh, I didn't know solar was your trademark. I'm like, how could you not know that? We say it on our website, right? It's called Apache Solar, by the way. And we've been providing it as a product publicly with a consistent name for years. So please respect them. And we need to respect each other's open source names as well, right? When we use Ubuntu or Fedora, we need to be nice, and they need to be nice to our Hadoop and Spark distributions. This is important to... Sometimes the business leaders from companies who aren't as involved need to be reminded some of the reasons why this is important. It's important to us as open source people because we want some credit, because that's all we get from our open source participation. It's important to remind the business leaders who don't get it that one of the reasons they do need to pay attention, it's not because we might get angry legally, it's because open source is running the world, and the talent that is building that open source understands that. And the talent that your organization needs 5 years from now is going to pay attention if you're not respecting open source. So in open source, respect is king in terms of the credit that your project gets. And in the world of having your resume on GitHub, the credit that an individual gets. So this is a way to remind leaders in corporations who might not understand that, no, it is important. And not only does the rest of the technical world understand, but the people who are going to work for your company look for this. They want open source experience. And if your company does not respect that, they're not going to want to work for you, whether it's technical or not. And occasionally, I get people who say, oh, but it's under the Apache license. And that's permissive. It gives everything away, right? Well, I think we all kind of know that, no, not really, but I bet a lot of people here don't understand the details. No, open source licenses are copyright licenses. Rights not mentioned in a license are not granted. So we sometimes just say, oh, IP law, intellectual property law. I don't think we have any lawyers here because nobody's twitching. Intellectual property is an important thing. It's not actually an important thing. It's many important things that are different. So the GPL says, in a sort of vague way, activities other than copying, distribution, modification are not covered. So it kind of says, anything that we didn't specifically say you can have is not part of this license. The Apache license says, this license does not grant permission to use the trade names, trademarks, service marks, or product names of what we are giving you. So at least the Apache license is explicit about this. No, you have copyright rights, you do not have trademark rights, period. And you have some patent rights that are, well, I don't think any of us really understand the patent rights, granted, but it's okay. So how do trademarks work with open source software? Because we give away the copyright, you can fork all you want, you can do whatever you want with it, but how do the names and the image and the goodwill with the brand work this way? Well, when someone else is using our trademark, now I've written a lot of this from the perspective of we're leading an open source project and I have a bunch of vendors who want to capitalize by building on top of it, selling consulting, making money based on the technology we've created. So when one of those vendors is using one of our open source trademarks, our brand, in their marketing, how do we know if that use is okay or not? Particularly on terms of, could we legally do something about it? There's a separate question in terms of, do we like what they're doing? And especially with a place like Apache, there are a lot of cases where someone can use our brand in a way that we don't like. We can ask them to change, but we may not be able to force them to change. But we have, at Apache or Eclipse or the Linux Foundation, we have the reputation to be able to, you know, please use things this way. But that's slightly different than whether or not we can use trademark law to ensure someone does. In terms of the law, and this is global, there's a test called the likelihood of confusion. So if you Google this, you'll find several different legal pages, some of which are actually helpful. But if someone else is using our name about a similar product, is it a problem or not? Well, we say, is there a likelihood of confusion from some new user seeing their website for the first time? And you need to evaluate, is the actual name or mark they're using, is it exactly our mark? Is it similar to our mark? Does it sound the same, even if it's spelled differently? If they're very similar, well, we need to think about it. If they're clearly different, probably not. How related are the products or services? So what is the specific thing that they are offering under that trademark? How does that compare to what we are offering under our trademark? So we need to think about if they're building something on top of Hadoop and then they're selling Hadooper, okay, that's one question. If we have Hadoop and they're building a completely separate thing called Hadooper, that also happens. And another test, which is not as important, is the sophistication of consumers. So if we are thinking about an app in the App Store for text messaging, well, everybody in the world might use that, and they're not going to pay much attention. So if they see Hadooper and then Hadoop, whichever one comes first, they're going to click on. That would be a problem. For Hadoop itself, or say Flink, where it's a very specific streaming technology that either data scientists, you know, data center operators, or big data database people are going to use, they'll understand the subtle differences. So there it's less likely that they would be confused as to, is it their product or our product being offered on their page? So the one thing that is always okay in terms of trademark law for someone else to use our name is nominative use. So if someone else is talking about solar software, and if you read that as with no preconceptions, read their page, and if it's clear to you they mean our Apache Solar software product, then that's okay. This can be negative reviews. It can be benchmarks that are uncomplimentary. It can be parody. As long as it's clear to users or readers that they're talking about our stuff. Now, they can't imply that we endorse them or that there's a specific affiliation or tie between the two, because that would be improper. But otherwise, these are all fine. And if you're seeing some individual blogger or somebody on Twitter just saying, you know, solar sucks or, you know, Flink does that, blah, 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 they're really slow, those are almost never a trademark problem. They're almost always nominative use. The problem comes around when we have an infringement. So infringement is, in almost every country, a legal term, meaning that someone else is using our trademark in a way that a new user might be confused, might go to their site, see the name, see the elephant, or the little spark star, and say, oh, I want that. I know Spark really fast. and then go download software from that company. So in the US, the US Patent and Trademark Office says specifically, trademark infringement is the unauthorized use of a trademark, the specific name or logo, in connection with goods and or services that are offered publicly in a manner that is likely to cause confusion, deception, or mistake about the source of that good or service. So it's not really, is that Spark software that somebody might download from their website, is it different software or the exact same software we have? The question is, would a consumer think that that product comes from some vendor? If that's true, that's an infringement. Because that's the same as going into the convenience store, grabbing that Shroopy bottle with the red label quickly, and actually getting Pepsi, or actually getting ginger ale. You'd be really surprised if you open up the bottle and tasted it, it was ginger ale. That's not, consumers are like, wait, this is the wrong thing, even though I saw the images that told me it would be Coke. Infringement is a legal tort, it can be stopped. We have a guide for Apache projects of, if you see something that you think is a problem, we have a reporting guide. Okay, look at it, evaluate, is this really a legal problem or not? And then if it is a legal problem, okay, we need to address it, here is how to do that. We have some sample letters. So we have a complete guide for how to do that, which I would love more PMCs to give me feedback on, because clearly not everyone has read this yet. But, and we have a question.
I have a question. Is a vendor actually allowed to remove the brand part, the trademarks?
Is a vendor actually allowed to remove the branding, the trademarks from an Apache project, put its own name on it, and sell it as his name?
Yeah, so can someone else take an Apache project, take all the code, package it up and call it Super Thing, and then sell it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine.
You
do not have to give us credit, no. So, so Mark Thomas brings up a very important point. Our license specifies that if you redistribute our software from Apache, you must do some things, which are basically include our license and include our notice file in the source code, right? So there's some bit in there. That's part of the Apache license. It's pretty obvious. So yes, you must do certain things like that, but in terms of reselling the software, or in terms of whatever you want, as long as you are using your own brand, that's fine. Now, I mean, why would someone pay you for the software they could just get from us for free? You know, but that's fine. What we are concerned about is if you do use our name or goodwill or image in any way, that you're using it respectfully. And we certainly like it when you give us credit, but if you don't want to give us credit, okay. So everything else. So we had nominative use, which is okay. Even if it's not nice, it's okay. I mean, we can't do anything about it. We have infringement, which is not okay, and we should address it, and we can. If we have to, we can call the lawyers. And then we have everything else. The line between infringement and non-infringement is rarely obvious. So it's really important to think through, like, take a screenshot of the web page that you're concerned about, literally, and then look at that by itself. Look at that compared to the rest of that company's website and think, is it clear that it's a specific one product or it's multiple components? Are they talking about how their software integrates with other software and that people would realize that they're really two pieces that are put together to make something better? Is software part of a service? Most of the days we understand that the cloud is this service that software bits sit on top of. So in many cases, people would understand, I'm getting Apache Hadoop on top of Amazon's cloud. Right, users would understand they're two different things. Not always, but it's complicated. There's no one answer. Well, actually, there is one answer. Bring me your trademark questions. Is this okay or not? And I have an answer for you. And it doesn't matter what your question is, my answer always works. My answer is always, it depends. So let's take a really quick break to play a game that I call Spot the Lawyers. So anyone who, look around at your fellow attendees, anyone who is flinching as I go through the slide or has a little twitch, they're the lawyer, okay? We'll see if we can spot them. So trademarks are just like copyrights, just like them, because when you register either a copyright or a trademark, if you ever go to court, and if you ever win an infringement lawsuit, you can win triple damages, just the same. Trademarks are also just like patents, because they both have to have a function. You have to, when you patent something, you patent a method of action that does useful things. Trademarks only have meaning when you use them in commerce, when you associate in the mind of consumers a symbol with a product. Otherwise, trademarks are completely unlike copyrights or patents. So, no, this is purely a joke slide. But it is, like when we talk about IP law, it's not IP law, it's copyright law, it's trademark law, and it's, I'm not even going to talk about the third one, because it's just not worth it. trademark classes. So internationally, when you register a trademark, you register it in certain classes of goods. So this brings out the important part. Class 9 is a big, long description of scientific instruments, surveying instruments, astrolabes, things like that, and software products. Just kind of interesting clumping. Vehicles. I like 32 is beer, fruit juice, and mineral water. And 33 is alcoholic beverages, not beer. Classes actually aren't used in law that often, which is kind of funny. But they do make important, if we have Hadoop software that does big data. If Volvo wants to build a Hadoop car that they paint yellow, you know, and has, you know, extra seats for the kids in the back, that's fine. There's no consumer confusion between buying a car and big data software, even if they're both yellow and are called Hadoop. Trademark classes are a way to think about, if it's not a software product, or maybe a software service, then nobody's going to confuse it with Apache Lucene or Apache Solar or Apache Spark. Even services are often not, because a consumer wouldn't think of them the same way. They're not, when you're, even if you looked on the web page and saw, you know, Spark laundry detergent and it had little sparkles around it because it made your clothes sparkling white, somebody looking for a software product would be like, no, that's not the page I want. I'll go look somewhere else. So it's important that trademarks are only confusable if the products are similar.
So do you register
those names
in both software,
both classes? So the question is, does Apache register our names in both software products and software services? The answer is no. Typically, we only register the software product. Obviously, we would be very upset if someone registered the same name as a service, because Apache provides software source code for the public good. And we also provide some binaries, but it's a little bit different. We also provide a little bit of support from our volunteer communities. But we don't, as a foundation, we don't really provide services. You can't sign a service contract with us, right? So there's no guarantee of service. So essentially, we're also a nonprofit, so we don't spend money. That's a really good question we should talk about later. So yes, there is some room for people to not register their mark, but to have trademarks that use our brands for services that are clearly separate from our product and that respect our brand. So in the US, registering a trademark is pretty simple. It is a first to use system. So in the US, when you register, you say what the date that you first used your trademark in commerce, in public, was. And then that effectively, even if that date was in the past, becomes your priority date. That's different than the rest of the world. Usually you would want to have a lawyer help you with trademark registration. You don't have to have one. There's a form you can figure out yourself, and it's less than $500 to fill it out. But having a lawyer do it is much easier if there are any questions. And one thing that's a little different for the ASF versus vendors is a trademark search. So a lot of law firms will offer a professional trademark search in terms of if a business is going to create a new Coca-Cola, they want to evaluate, is there any competition out there currently? Those are actually pretty expensive to do properly. So we actually do not usually do that. We do have our own process at Apache to evaluate new names. Could they be appropriate? But we don't do a search. But that's a different question for an open source project versus a commercial vendor who's going to spend millions in marketing. You don't want to invest the millions unless you know you will be able to register your name. So in the rest of the world, the EU is fairly simple. The EU has a single common market registration. It's about $2,000 just for the fee. Again, you'll probably want a lawyer. That will cover all of the EU. You can also register in each country in the EU, which is a little bit cheaper, but it's usually not worth it. You might as well just do the whole thing. Europe, China, India, most countries are, the law is first to file. So when you file your trademark, the filing date is effectively when you have priority for provable use of your mark. So this is kind of, this is difficult for Apache because as a nonprofit, we don't have, we have money, but we don't have money to, you know, spend the $2,000 on every single project and all their sub-projects and so on. So I don't quite understand why everybody else is first to file. It's kind of like a game for registration. But why would we register something? So that's a good question. Is registration prevents a lot of problems. So when you're displaying your product name, and at Apache it's required for projects that you display Apache Solar TM, that you need to put a trademark mark, and that is international. All the countries have done that. Once you register, once your registration application has gone in and has been approved by any country, you can then legally put the little R symbol after your name. So you say Apache Solar, registered trademark symbol. That right there is a big indicator. If you go out and look at somebody else's web pages, you'll eventually notice that. And marketing people and lawyers will always notice that. So being registered and showing it is a good way to give people notice the first time they see your product that you take your name seriously. So registration, also when you're registered, you're on the list in that country. And any vendor who is considering a new marketing campaign looks on those lists. So if you're registered, far fewer people will ever consider trying to misuse your brand to start with. And separately, even for an open source group, if someone does misuse your brand and capitalize on your goodwill, when you contact them and say, oh, sorry, that's inappropriate, it's our registered trademark, here's the number, as soon as that email gets to anybody who's a lawyer or a senior executive in the company, they will stop. Because it's never worth them fighting a registered mark. So it makes it much easier to ensure that other companies respect your brand if you do have a registration. So some people say, oh, and I've had this actually happen in the past 6 months, oh, but if we register our Apache project name, then we have to police it, and it's going to be all this work. Well, no. Trademark is a property right that an owner has a duty to police. That's in legal theory books, but there's no specific law or process that you must follow to show that you are policing a mark. And it doesn't matter whether it's a common law mark that just has a TM or a registered mark that has an R. There's no, the lawyers say it doesn't matter. for our purposes in open source projects, this is not an issue other than essentially, most important thing is on your own website, be consistent in how you display your project name and logo. Put a TM, put an R by it. On the home page, have a very clear description, say, Apache Solr software provides a UI for search. And on your download page, because that's where people actually get the goods, right? Say, download Apache Solr TM software here. Those little things, if you're very consistent there, that's the strongest defense if issues come up in the future. It's great if you do address issues and go out and police, but it really is not required. Quite frankly, the times where it's important is when somebody is really misusing your brand, and you'll notice and you'll be upset about it anyways. So I think this may be focused a little bit differently because this is focused for companies using Apache brands, but some specific ways that your organization can work better with any open source group. So first is have a trademark policy. Or if you are working in another open source group outside of Apache, have a policy, right? If you take your trademark seriously, that will help ensure everybody else will take your brand seriously. Having a policy, Apache does. The Apache policy applies to all Apache projects. If you're a vendor, work with your marketing team, especially, and have a policy of how you will use open source trademarks in your marketing. Think about it like, do you want to partner properly? If so, every open source group, treat them as another vendor and treat their marks with respect. And in some cases, we are happy for you to use our brands in certain specific ways in your marketing. We're happy to do that in certain specific ways. But having a policy, thinking about that ahead of time, key. Open source project names are trademarks. Please respect them. Now, Apache has the resources that we will come after you if you don't. Not every open source project does. And one thing that I try and remind people is, a couple times I've had lawyers write back to me when I say, you're using this improperly. And the lawyer writes back and says, well, technically, we believe this falls within this clause of nominative use. That's not the point. When you're using someone else's brand in your marketing, that should be a business decision. Because you may technically be using the Solr brand, which should be Apache Solr, in your marketing, where legally it's okay. But you are clearly doing it in a way that is not giving us credit. And that is bad for the Apache Solr project. And that's bad for the Apache Software Foundation. And if your business leader talked to me, they would understand that. And they would say, oh, sorry, we'll call it Apache Solr. And that would make me happy. It would cost them very little. So make sure that you think about the business perspective of the bigger picture. You know, legally, your marketing people could do that. But do you really want to alienate the open source project that you are built on top of in the future? And I, you know, 98% of the time, the answer is going to be no. It's business side. Did you have a quickly?
I have the reverse problem. In our project, some vendors remove the trademarks. And can I state vendor XXX is using Apache BigTop, for instance, with my project?
Okay.
Is it allowed because I'm using their trademarks and then stating something about their project?
Yes. So if some vendor does use an Apache project but does not talk about the Apache project at all, legally, no. There's nothing legally we can do about it. In a practical sense, yes, we could certainly ask them politely, hey, you know, you're clearly making a lot from this. Would you please mind giving us a little credit? Yes, and they may say no, right? The Apache license is about do what you want as long as you don't misuse our brand. Separately, as an Apache project, We're a public charity, so we don't want to compete with someone. But we do want to give the broader community of potential contributors factual information about how we're being used. So there is some way, you know, if your PMC agrees, there is some way to say, hey, we've noticed in the industry, BigTop is getting adoption. And we've seen that so-and-so is using BigTop to do X, and so-and-so is using BigTop to do Y. That would be appropriate, and that would probably be a good thing for the project. But it's not a way to poke that vendor in the eye, right? It's a way, in a positive way, saying, hey, we love that they've added X to this. So we don't have a marketing campaign that can go out after them, but we can tell our own story in a positive way that includes their brand. That's fine. Yeah, that's a very good point. But I agree, that is a hard problem, and that takes, you know, that takes effort on our part. So back to trademark law, quickly, avoid court. So trademark lawsuits are very messy. Like, I've talked with some lawyers, and they're like, yeah, blah, 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 you know, do this and do this, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, really, what would happen? And they're like, okay, well, really? No, we would never go to court. It's not worth it. Don't even think about it. It should never get there with open source. The first time you approach somebody, the first time you complain to someone, never send a cease and desist letter. Never have the lawyers do it. The first time you complain to someone, always have a PMC member or an officer of your corporation say, hey, we think this is not working right. Here's our policy. Could you please change it? Always start that way, because half the time they'll say, oops, our bad. And if you start with a lawyer, well, sometimes their lawyer digs in, and then it's a fight. A thing to remind your corporate types is open source communities work differently. Our decision processes are not the same as a vendor process. We don't have always a clear, when a complaint comes, send it to legal, and then send it to VP marketing. We are a broader community. So it's important to remind commercial companies who either ask us questions or are responding to us that we work differently, and we need to realize that. We also need to realize when we're, as an open source community, complaining or asking a vendor that they are expecting, I hate to say more professional, but a sort of more professional and less geeky approach, right? They're not expecting an email on dev pointing to some Jira issue. They're expecting an email saying politely, hey, we are the ASF, we're this project, we have a trademark, we've noticed this is incorrect, could you please fix it? So that's a very, that's hard to remember always, but it really, really helps when you pay attention to your communication style for any sort of trademark issue. And another reminder, for any time you, you know, there's an industry leader who isn't getting it, remind them about talent. So open source attracts the top talent, because this is where we can drive and build new things. And really, any company wants to find the best talent. And if they are not behaving well in open source, we all know about it. We know the vendors that, you know, I suppose you might work there if they have a great pay package, but I wouldn't. In fact, I wouldn't ever work at some companies because of how they treat open source. And a final lesson, especially for companies, is twofold. Take value from our technology. This is the value of the open source model, is we want your company, we want your startup, we want your big vendor to make $1 million from our new technology. Because you will then bring back some of the fixes. You will then say, I don't want to maintain this new feature anymore. Give it to the open source. Put it back into the commons. That's good. But give credit to the community, the project, and the brand. You know, it's nice when you don't have to talk about us, but it's nice when you do talk about us. If you do talk about us in your marketing, you need to do it respectfully. That's really important. Because if we think really about big picture in open source and forking, the only actual legal control that any open source project has is its trademark. Everything else about the project, if somebody wants to go do their own thing, if five people want to do their own thing, they can go fork, they can go sell the same thing, they can go sell the exact same product. The only really control we have is the trademark. So that's, this is just a different way of thinking that in the long term can help your project succeed. And questions, I'll be here for questions, our session's just about over. I do want to point out, I've collected a lot of trademark resources, both the specific policies at Apache that apply to all Apache projects, but also a number of other trademark guidelines that are approachable for technologists. So I'll post these slides tomorrow, but there are a couple of other ones called Model Trademark Guidelines and FOSMARCs, and these are readable explanations of how trademarks and software work. There are a few lawyers out there who get us, and they have actually created a boilerplate trademark policy for your project. Search and replace the name of the product, put it on your website, and it's actually really good. So there are some, approachable resources that can really help you understand this, which doesn't matter everyday use, but someday will matter when somebody abuses your product. And some of the concepts of being consistent with the trademark are also exactly what any branding person, like if you want to really work on improving your project's image, these are some of the same lessons that branding and better images talks about. So, questions, and thank you. So thank you for coming.